Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, get your Bible, and you'll want to turn in your Bible at this time to Genesis chapter 12. And we're going to be talking about Abraham, and we'll begin talking about how Abraham's faith looked to the future. While you're getting your Bible and turning to Genesis chapter 12, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today, we're looking at an old Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of 1924. This is a lesson written by E.A. Elam for those Sunday schools of January 6th, 1924, the first Sunday of that old year. And the text we'll begin with is in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. Now Jehovah said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee. Abraham served God and waited, because he looked for the city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Jesus says, Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. John chapter 8 and verse 56. Abraham's faith looked beyond the earthly country and his temporal blessings to the heavenly Jerusalem and spiritual blessings. For not through the law was the promise to Abraham or his seed that they should be heirs of the world, but through the righteousness of faith. Romans chapter 4 and verse 13. Abraham and his descendants confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. If they had been so disposed, they could have returned to that country from which they went out. But by remaining in Canaan, they said they desired a better country, that is, an heavenly. We read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 13 through 16. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them, and greeted them from afar, and having confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things make it manifest that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been mindful of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. In Genesis chapter 18, we learn how that the God of glory appeared to Abraham. The Lord spoke to him in an audible voice and plainly told him what to do. Abraham, by the word of God, we are called to leave our kindred, or as Abraham, by the word of God, we're called to leave our kindred in our lands if in any way they interfere with our serving God. We must forsake all to follow Jesus. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 37 through 39, we read, He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that doth not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. And then in Luke chapter 14 and verse 33, For whosoever he be of you that renounceth not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Well, Abraham made great, and he was a blessing to others. We read in Genesis chapter 12 and verses 2 and 3, God said to Abram, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. In obedience to God, Abraham gave up his fertile country and home and kindred. God promised to bless him as follows. 1. To make him a great nation. 2. To bless him. 3. To make his name great. 4. To make him a blessing to others. 5. To bless those who blessed him. 6. To curse his enemies. And 7. The greatest of all, to bless the families of the earth through him. And God did bless Abraham, and blessed him personally and greatly in all things. I think it would do us good to go back and read from this old book an account of how God had blessed Abraham. We read in Genesis chapter 24, beginning in verse 1, that Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his servant, the elder of his house, that ruled over all he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by Jehovah, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou wilt not take a wife for my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go into my country and to my kindred, and take a wife for my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me into this land. Must I needs bring thy son again into the land from which thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou, that thou bring not my son thither again. Jehovah, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my nativity, and who spake unto me, and who sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, he will send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife for my son from thence. And if the woman be not willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this mine oath, only thou shalt not bring my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and sware unto him concerning this matter. Genesis chapter 24 and verse 10. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, having all goodly things of his master's in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. And he made the camel to kneel down without the city by the well of water at the time of the evening, the time that the women go to draw water. And he said, O Jehovah, the God of my master Abraham, send me, I pray thee, good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I'm standing by the fountain of the water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, to whom was born, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the fountain and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, Give me to drink, I pray thee, a little water from thy pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hastened and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again to the well to draw and drew for all his camels. And the man looked steadfastly upon her, holding his peace, to know whether Jehovah had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking. The man took a golden ring of a half shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold and said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said unto him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bare to Nahor." She said moreover unto him, "We have both straw and provender enough, and room to lodge in." And the man bowed his head and worshipped Jehovah, and he said, "Blessed be Jehovah, the God of my master Abraham, who hath not forsaken his loving kindness and his truth toward my master. As for me, Jehovah hath led me in the way to the house of my master's brethren." Genesis chapter 24 and verse 28. And the damsel ran and told her mother's house according to these words. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man unto the fountain, and it came to pass, when he saw the ring and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, "Thus spake the man to me," that he came unto the man, and behold, he was standing by the camels at the fountain. And he said, "Come in, thou blessed of Jehovah. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels." And the man came into the house, and he ungirded the camels, and he gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men that were with him. And there was set food before him to eat, but he said, "I will not eat until I have told mine Aaron." And he said, "Speak on." And he said, "I am Abraham's servant, and Jehovah hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses." And so we see by this reading from Genesis chapter 24 that God did indeed bless Abraham personally and greatly in all things. His name is greater than that of any earthly king, emperor, ruler, or warrior. God blessed Abraham's friends. It is a great thing to be a friend to a friend of God. Abraham and his descendants were blessings to the world in other ways. Through them, the true knowledge of God was preserved, and the scriptures have come to us. A good man is a blessing to any community. Abraham was the father of multitudes in the flesh and in the spirit, because it says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29, "If ye are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Now going back to our text in Genesis chapter 12, we read in verses 4 and 5, "So Abraham went, as Jehovah had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came." Abraham had not fully obeyed God when at Haran. He had not fully separated himself from his kindred. Here God called upon him to go further. And as he further obeyed God, there followed larger promises and fuller developments of God's purpose through him. So God works through men today as they go on in self-sacrifice and obedience and become more and more able of accomplishing good. It would have been better, perhaps, if Abraham had let Lot behind here. Lot caused him no little trouble afterward. How much better now for Christians to leave all behind, that they should not be carried along to live separate from the world, to be wholehearted servants of the Master, and go all the way where Jesus leads. The world is wicked, and Christians are to be crucified to it and to them.